Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you as humble as I know how, prayer and thanksgiving, seeking the truth, Lord God. I pray that you shall forgive me for all of my sins. I repent of any sins, all things that do not please you of me. Father God, take it out and replace it with your love, your joy, your peace, your goodness, and your self-control. And I pray, Father God, that you would deliver me in thy righteousness, cause me to escape and incline your ear unto me and save me. And seeking the truth, purify me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Hide your face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of their salvation, and sustain me with a willing heart. You are my everlasting God. You are a mighty God. I believe in you, Lord. I trust and believe and have faith, God, that if I come to you asking for forgiveness, Lord God, that you will forgive me of all of my sins. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent of my sins and I ask you to forgive me, for I have been far from you. Hear me, O Lord, thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily, Lord. You are my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the thorn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon you, Father, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to a rock that is higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. For you have heard my vows and you have given me the inheritance of those who fear your name. I thank you that I can call upon you, Father God, and shall be saved. I thank you that you will deliver my soul in the peace from the battle that was against me. Be thou my strong habitation, where I may continually resort to you. You have given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Father God, you are my hope in who I am put my trust in. Father God, but as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. Father, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. I thank you that your son Jesus for interceding for me, professing my name before you, because your loving kindness is better than life. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name as long as I live. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings, I am always protected. I will bless the Lord who keeps me and does not allow my feet to slip and stumble. Thank you for being kind-hearted towards me and blessing me. Thank you, Lord, for your word says no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is me. Of me, saith the Lord. I thank you that I can cast my burden upon thee, Lord, and you shall sustain me, and you shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me as a blood-bought child of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, seated in the heavenly high places with you, Christ Jesus, owned and operated by God. I thank you that you called me the apple of your eyes, Father. I am the head and no longer the tail, above and not beneath. And I decree that I'm the first and will no longer be last. Thank you so much, Father God. I am so forever grateful for your tender mercies, that your mercy will endure forever. And you will not forsake me. I honor and exalt and bless your name, Lord. I pray, God, I shall bless you all the ends of this earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, for it is written, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Jesus, you are the Son of God that came in the flesh, died and rose again from the grave in 3 days, seated on the right-hand throne of God, who holds the power and the might in his hands. God, be merciful unto me and bless me and cause your face to shine upon me. I am redeemed from the blood of the Lamb and the enemy has no access to me. And victory is in Jesus. Almighty Father, I shall praise you all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Let's bless the name of the Lord, our God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the one true living God, the great I am. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on here. He is our Heavenly Father. Come on here. He brought us in. He got the strength and the power to take us out. Amen. He said, no good thing will he withhold from us. Come on, those that walk upright and those that truly love the Lord God. Amen. God promises to take care of us. Amen. People of God, we got to continue to stay in the fight. The good fight, the faith, people of God, we have got to continue to know that the word of God is true. Come on, all of his promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said his word would not return void until it does. He said his word would not return to him void. Come on, he said heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will not until it does the things that it was called and sent to do. Whatever he sent his word to do, whatever he sent his word to perform. He said he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the great I am. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Come on here. He is our Heavenly Father. He brought us in. He's the first and the last. He can take us out. Come on here now. He has the power to do just that. Come on. He has the power to put us in heaven or hell. He said, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, but only there will be a few that will find it. Come on, we want to make it in. Amen. Glory to God. Let's lift up the name of our Lord, our God. Amen. In reverence to our Almighty. Come on, let's acknowledge his son, Jesus, who died for our sin. He died for you. He died for me. Come on now. He laid down his life for us. I don't know anyone right now here today, whether it's son or daughter, whether it's wife, whether it's spouse, that's willing to lay down their life for those that they love. Amen. Nobody but Jesus. Come on. He will be your friend until the end. He said he promises to carry you through. He said he'll be with you always. He said, know that I will be with you. Know that I will be with you always. Come on. He said, you can deny me, but I won't deny myself. He said, he'll always be there with you with open arms, ready to receive you. Come on here. It's like a father to a child. It's like a parent to a child. They let you go and do out what you want to in the world, but he chastised those that he loved, and it feels so good to be loved by God, owned and operated. Come on, Jesus, I acknowledge the fact that you laid down your life for us. Come on, Jesus, your dying was not in vain. I honor you on today. I give reverence to you. I lift your name, Lord, high. I am so forever grateful that you gave me new mercies every day. You gave me a chance to get it right. Come on, you know that I'm not perfect, but you love me past my imperfections, oh God. I thank you for loving me past my imperfections. He's the only one that I know that won't hold my past against me. Thank you for not holding my past against me. Thank you for staying true to your word. Thank you for keeping me and loving me and my children and my family. Come on, thank you for walking us through this thing called life. Thank you for being mighty. Come on, thank you for sitting on the throne. Come on, the Bible says he holds the power and the might in his hands. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The word says, and they that dwell therein. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And they that dwell therein. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, hallelujah. Come on, stand on the word of God. Come on. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. God always has the final say at the end of the day. Lord, I keep my trust. I put my trust in you. He said, great is the reward for those that diligently seek him. Those that seek him. Come on here. Those that
seek the Lord, those that acknowledge him with all of their ways so he can direct your path. The Bible says the word is a light and a lamp under our feet, and the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. I thank you for direction, Lord. I thank you for leading and guiding me, God. I thank you for sending your angels to my right and to my left, to the front and the back, and being my wayward God. I thank you for showing up on my behalf. I thank you for rising up a standard against the enemy, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for being my way maker, turning my lemons into lemonade, oh God. Showing me how to make do out of what I messed up. Come on, show me how to make do what's left of me from my past, God. You walked me through it all the way. Thank you for keeping your word. You said you never leave me nor forsake me. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you decided to keep me when I needed, even when I didn't want to be kept. God, you always had your hands on my life, Lord. I thank you because I don't know where I would be without you, God. If it had not been for you, God, where would I be? Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you. I thank you for pulling me out the miry clay, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for walking me, talking me through this thing called life. Hallelujah. Even when I thought I messed up so bad, God, you did not hold that against me, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible says a just man falls 7 times, but he get back up. Thank you for keeping my feet on level ground, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the enemy came to disrupt my peace, Lord, glory to God. My strength, your strength was made perfect in my weakness, oh God. Thank you for renewing my smile and the right spirit within me, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I owe you everything. I will continue to bless your name, lift your name, Lord, high, even until the end of this world. All the days of my life, for you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. God, you are so worthy. God, you are so worthy. God, you are so worthy. Thank you for being so worthy, God. Thank you for being so worthy. Thank you for being so true. Thank you for being so good to me, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I shall bless the name of the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Lift up his holy and mighty and wonderful, awesome name. Hallelujah. You're holy and awesome in all your ways, oh God. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Hallelujah. Glory to God that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for keeping me in all my ways, oh God, for rising up a standard, for delivering me out of the hands of my enemy, for those that would rise up against me, that would lift up their voice against me, oh God, that would speak evil against me, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. The Bible says, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. Lord, who am I that you would be mindful of me to come visit me? To give light, the Bible says, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Lord, even in the midst of a trial, even in the midst of trial and tribulation, come on, he hasn't forgotten about you. Amen. That's something to be grateful for. That's something to be thankful to God for in the midst of a fiery trial and tribulation. When everything looks shaky and shady, come on, when you're in the midst of a negative world, come on, you got chaos and confusion all around you, God will come visit you and save you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will love thee, O Lord, with all of my strength. Hallelujah. Say, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God and my strength, in whom I shall trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, and I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, for where my help comes from, because my help comes from you. He gives us new mercies every day. He's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. Come on. He'll allow us to make our own choices, gives us a decision to make, and still gives us grace. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, seek out your own soul salvation. Come on, we are the children of the utmost high God. We belong to him. According to 2 Corinthians 11:2, I belong to you, Jesus. Come on, I've been accepted unto the beloved. You have been accepted. You are his adopted son or daughter, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Come on, if God made you a promise, if he ever made you a promise, he promised to keep it. Amen. Come on, he gave us the power to decree and command. Come on, we can command the elements. Amen. Glory to God. Poverty is not your portion. Sickness and disease is not your portion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's something to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Thank you for rising up a standard, oh God. Thank you for delivering me. Hallelujah. Come on, when folks talk about you, turn their backs on you and stab you in the back. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When folks do you wrong, hallelujah. That's something, he's a forgiving God. When folks do you wrong, he's a redeemer. Amen. He will vindicate you. He said, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. That's what the word says. Come on here now. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Glorify him. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Remember the promises of God. He said he'll always be with you. Thank you, Lord, for always being with me. And I won't have to walk in fear. He's always in control. At the end of the day, God knows those that are his. Amen. He promises to always be there. He promises to strengthen us, to give us rest, to take care of our needs, answer all of our prayers. Come on. He promised us freedom from sin. He promised us to protect us. He promised us. God is always good. There's no need to live in despair. There's no need to be discouraged or be dismayed. Hallelujah. Because he keeps his eyes on his people. Hallelujah. He promises victory belongs in Jesus. Come on, he can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Just acknowledge him. Glory to God, because I'm quite sure you can think of some things that God brought us out of. What is it he brought you out of this week? What did he bring you through this day? Come on, this is Wednesday. We halfway through. Some of us still got 3 or 4 more days of work to go through. Amen. Glory to God. I thank you for strength right now, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for strength because I need it. Come on, when I'm sitting in the midst of chaos and confusion, come on, when all chaos breaks loose around me, everything is on all sides is negative. Come on, negative looks, negative thoughts, negative words. Come on here now. Come on, God will keep you at perfect peace. I pray that anybody that's going through any type of attack, God will keep you at perfect peace. Keep your mind stayed on him. Keep your mind stayed on the things that are above. He promised you he'll always be there for you. He's kept his word thus far. He promised. There's been chaos and confusion all week, all month. Come on. Things have been up and down. But I've been standing on his word. You've got to be determined to stand on his word. All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. And I pray that you'll have that faith. I pray that you're still walking on water. Hallelujah. when things don't look like they're going to go your way. Hallelujah. Amen. When you don't think that God going to come through, come on here now. When you all you're faced with right now is no, 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 and rejection. Glory to God. We cast down every form of rejection, binding and sending back to the pits of hell and to the day of judgment, and let the hand of God be against it. That is not your portion, because all of God's promises are yes and amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes if it's not a delay, God might just be saying, no, not right now. Hallelujah. If you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. Is there anything that somebody is standing in the need of, a decision that they've got to make? I want to challenge you. Stand on the word of God. Keep your faith. Might need to go on a fast a few days, but I declare and I decree, come on, that solution to your problem will come now in the name of Jesus. Come on, God will bring confirmation to you now. God will send a messenger and an angel. Come on. He's got us guarded on all sides, to my right, to my left, to your front, to your back. Amen. Hallelujah. God's got you. You got to trust and believe and have faith in him. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Come on. They will walk and not be weary. Come on, it's not time to get tired, people. Mount up with wings like eagles. Amen. Come on, he promises to bring you through. He promised to renew your strength. Amen. All you got to do is ask. Closed mouths don't get fed. We got to ask. Hallelujah. 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 Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he shall direct your path. Amen. Everything was created for him, by him, and continue to exist because of God. Amen. And you're looking at your problem like it's big, but there's nothing too hard for God. Check his track record. Amen. He said, if you trust, the Bible says, the word says, not only to keep your commandments, keep his commandments and walk in his ways, that you'll be blessed. But if you put your faith in man, don't put your faith in man, you'll be cursed. But if you put your faith in God, you will be blessed. You don't have to pay for a blessing. Put your faith in him. God promised to walk with you, to keep you. Amen. Give strength when you're weary. Hallelujah. God will renew those. He said those who hope in the Lord will renew strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not be weary, walk and not faint. You need a little scripture. Isaiah 40. Come on, let's look at 40. Look at 41. Come on. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Didn't I say he promised to take care of you? Didn't I say that he promised to renew your strength and lift you up? Amen. Glory to God. Let the Lord lead you. Trust and believe and have faith in him. All you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. Amen. And he will do the rest. Leave your problem, your worry, your stress. Lay that burden down. And before I leave, I want to make sure you remember Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Keep your hearts through and your mind in Christ Jesus. Rest in the name of Jesus. Keep your heart and mind. May peace be with you in the name of Jesus. Keep your heart and your mind in
the hands of the Lord. Amen. Leave it in the hands of the Lord. I just come on to encourage you to continue to leave it in the hands of the Lord. Remember, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walk in his ways. Amen. I love you with the love of the Lord, people of God. It ain't nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, God's people. And remember, your faith should not lie in the hands of man, but in the power of God.